You got all that planted now, but you can plant more than that. We ain't got no butter beans. We usually plant butter beans in the spring. Mm-hmm. But we didn't plant it this fall.
Is butter beans the same thing as lima beans?
Well, no, not in a way it ain't. It's a butter bean.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a white butter bean, and then there's one that's speckled.
Mm-hmm.
And the lima beans is all white.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. This speckled butter bean is a dark
mm-hmm.
butter bean.
You mentioned onions. You know, there's some kind of onions that you pull up and eat just while they're still young.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind we set out.
What do you call those?
We just call them young onions, I suppose.
Uh-huh.
Then I got another little onion. We call it a nest onion. It makes a lot of little onions, in the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
We call them multiplying onions because they multiply.
Okay. And what about something that grows down in the ground? They might say, along with your meat, you might fix a baked
potato.
Okay. What kinds of potatoes?
Sweet potato. We grow sweet potato and iced potatoes.
Uh-huh. Is there any other name for sweet potato?
Yams.
Uh-huh. Those are the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yams and potatoes, same thing.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times on the cans, they call them yams, I think.
Mm-hmm.
On the can, but still sweet potato.
Are there different kinds of sweet potatoes?
Yeah, they are. There's a white and a yellow.
Uh-huh.
Kind of reddish.
Do you know different names for them?
Let's see what they are. Well, I used to know the name. They have a name, all right. But I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What about something red that grows up on a bush that you stake up?
Tomatoes.
Okay. And you know those little tomatoes that don't get any bigger than this?
They're plum tomato.
Okay.
And pear tomato. There's two kinds of them, little ones.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear of comitos or cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, I've heard of the little cherry tomato.
Uh-huh.
They're a little round.
Mm-hmm. And well, what kinds of beans, just sort of a general name for the kind of beans that you eat the pot and all?
Yeah, what are snap beans?
Okay. And you say you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
You make a mess of greens out of them. Or you, uh-huh. you cook the roots mostly. Well, you can cook the top before they make a root. Just
mm-hmm.
call it turnip greens, or you can call it a salad, either one you mm-hmm. want to.
Are there different kinds of, what other kinds of greens do you cook besides turnips?
Cabbage, and rutabagas, and collards, mustard.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot of kinds that we can cook.
Uh-huh. And talking about lettuce, say,
We'll grow carrots here too and lettuce.
Uh-huh.
But we don't plant it too much.
So if you wanted some lettuce, you might go in the store and ask for three
heads of lettuce.
Okay. Say if you had five children, would you ever speak of that as five heads of children?
Yes, sometimes they do.
How do they say that?
Well, we've got five head of children.
Okay.
Or kids. Some people call them kids. And I had an aunt says one time that girl here, his half-sister, she said it made her mad to hear anybody call their young'uns kids. She said, kid's a goat. She didn't like to hear people call their young'uns kids.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people talk about a passel of children?
Yeah.
How would they say that?
I guess just like you did, I don't know. Passel of children, passel of children.
You never use that word yourself?
No. I didn't have that many.
Say, if you wanted to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you had to...
Shell them.
Okay. And, talking about corn now, the outside of the ear of corn is called...
The shuck.
And the stringy thing...
Is that the silks.
Okay. And the thing that grows up at the top of the stalk...
That's a tassel.
And, what do you call the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat just right off the cob?
Roasting ears.
Okay. And, what about a big thing, the orange thing that you make pie out of?
Pumpkin.
Huh?
Pumpkin.
Okay. Any other?